Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're cracking open Austin Kleon's little manifesto, Steal Like an Artist. Sophie, I have to ask, did this book make you feel like you've been given permission to do something you were already doing?
Oh, completely. It's like he took the guilt out of being inspired by other people. The whole premise is that nothing is truly original, so you might as well embrace being a thief, but the good kind.
Right, the good kind. And he's really clear on the difference. Bad theft is just copying and passing it off as your own. Good theft is when you honor the idea, study it, and then transform it into something that's uniquely yours.
Exactly. And I love that he says you should steal from multiple sources, not just one hero. You want a whole family tree of influences, not just one branch. That way you're mixing and matching until you create a new synthesis.
So you're not just stealing the style, you're stealing the way they think, their whole approach. And then you start by imitating, but that's just the start. Eventually, you find your own voice.
And to do that, you need to become a collector first. He calls it building a swipe file. A notebook, a folder, a box of index cards where you stash anything that catches your eye.
A quote from a book, a pattern on a building, a line from a song. All of it becomes raw material. And creativity is often just connecting two seemingly unrelated ideas from that collection.
Right, and that's why it's so important to be curious and follow your interests, even if they seem random. You never know what connections your brain will make.
Okay, but here's the part that really got me. He says start before you're ready. I've definitely been guilty of waiting for the perfect idea or feeling like I need more skill first.
Oh, totally. And his advice is to fake it till you make it, but not in a dishonest way. It's about acting as if you're already the artist you want to become. Start making things, even if they're terrible.
Give yourself permission to make bad art. That's so freeing, because you learn more from one failed project than from 100 hours of planning.
And the only way to get good is to do it. He's basically telling you to be a copycat in the best sense, mimicking your heroes until you internalize their skills. That's how every artist learns, right?
Yeah, like painters copying the masters in a museum. And then after a while, you start to develop your own style. He also talks about the practical side of things, like using your hands.
Yes, because there's a special power in working with physical materials. Drawing, writing with a pen, building something. It engages a different part of your brain. He even suggests having two desks, one digital and one analog.
That's such a good idea. And then he says you should have a hobby, something with no pressure, no deadlines, no expectations, just for fun.
And that hobby, which seems totally unrelated, can actually become your greatest source of inspiration. It gives your brain a rest and lets you see things from a different perspective.
The most interesting people are the ones with a wide range of interests. And the most creative ideas come from the collision of two different worlds. That's so true.
He also gets into the emotional side of being creative. The fear of failure, the pain of criticism. And his advice is to be boring in your life, so you can be wild in your work.
Be boring. I love that. The romantic image of the tortured, chaotic artist is a myth. The most productive artists are often the most disciplined. They have a routine. They get enough sleep, they take care of themselves.
Exactly. Build a stable foundation so you can take risks in your art. And he warns against comparing yourself to others. The only person you should be trying to beat is the person you were yesterday.
That's a great way to think about it. It's a marathon, not a sprint. And he also says to keep your day job to take the financial pressure off and to be nice because the world is small.
But here's the most important lesson, I think. Creativity is a process of subtraction. You're not creating something from nothing. You're taking the vast universe of ideas and subtracting everything that isn't you.
So your voice is found not in what you add, but in what you remove. You're a curator of your own influences. That means you don't have to be a genius. You just have to be a good thief, a good collector, and a good editor.
And that's deeply empowering. The book ends with a call to share your work. That's the scariest part, but also the most rewarding. When you share, you invite others in, and you start a conversation.
And you don't need to be an expert. You just need to be a human being with something to say. The internet makes it so easy to find your audience and connect with other creators.
So the ultimate goal isn't fame or fortune. It's living a more creative, connected, and fulfilling life. Honestly, if you want to go deeper, you can find the whole library over at 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access.
For me, the one thing I'm taking away is that permission to start before I'm ready. I've been waiting for the perfect moment, but that moment is never going to come. I just need to start making stuff.
And that's the heart of it. Steal like an artist means embracing everything that came before you, and then, with your own hands and your own mind, making it your own. We'll see you in the next one.